Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was a lot of people, you know, they're waiting by the players' parking lot. Now, we're coming down the ramp. Newman was in front of me. Hernandez was coming toward us. As he passes us, Newman turns and says, "Nice game, pretty boy." Hernandez continued past us up the ramp.
Then, a second later, something happened that changed us in a very deep and profound way from that day forward.
It wasn't.
Oh, I want to say the next line so bad. I want
say
to.
It.
I can't. Last day of Lent.
Yep. Lent is not done, so you can't.
I want to say the line so bad.
Yep. We gave up Seinfeld references for Lent.
What if I just.
I really don't want you to start doing this a lot. They do it enough in the afternoon. Rich does it literally every 20
hey,
minutes.
Hey, did you guys hear?
It does it every 20 minutes. I can't deal
can
with
somebody
it.
Just text me the next line just so I can at least see it? Because that's like.
They don't know. They don't know.
It's killing me, Figgy.
They don't know. They don't care.
What are you doing to me?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. I spent over 4% of my day yesterday watching the state of the franchise, the Jacksonville Jaguars edition.
Mm-hmm.
And originally I was going on there just to see what Tom Coughlin said that got the NFLPA so hot and bothered. We're going to hear that. But as I started watching this, I got to tell you, this is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in pro sports in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm convinced that Jacksonville as a franchise is the biggest dumpster fire in all of sports. And I don't know how much longer Jacksonville is even going to have a franchise. Now, just to set the scene, I guess the Jacksonville Jaguars are celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And their owner, Shad Khan, Tom Coughlin, their president, and a guy named Mark Lamping, who has some other like PR
president
type title
or something.
He's the president. Tom Coughlin's like the VP of player personnel. They went up there and addressed the crowd, and it was one of the biggest clown shows I've witnessed in a long time. And it started with one of the cheesiest hype videos you'll ever see. It was 2 minutes and 53 seconds of hype about the 25 years of the Jacksonville Jaguars franchise. I pulled just a little piece of this hype video because this is how they got the crowd pumped up and got the crowd hyped. This is just a little snippet of the hype video at the State of the Jaguars.
People ask what's the most profound effect Jacksonville getting an NFL team would have. Well, I think it's very simple.
Football, God almighty, I love it.
I challenge you to find any more spirited fans than we have right here in North Florida.
Greatest thing that's happened to Jacksonville in a long time.
It's really brought the community together.
Ball down the field for Jimmy Smith, who's got separation, and he makes the catch, touchdown! Unbelievable!
We want to create an identity. The key point is to sell Jacksonville to the world.
Look. So that was, there's 3 minutes of that.
That's a little hypey. It's okay.
There was 3 minutes of that. And as soon as that video ends, first of all, I'm wondering, what the hell is going on right now? Like, what is next? What is going on? They clap like they're at a college or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the owner of the franchise, Shad Khan, walks up and he addresses all the thirsty Jacksonville Jaguar fans.
Good morning, everyone. I tell you, watching the video stirs a lot of emotion for me. My time here has been wonderful, and what this video is all about is the spirit and the determination of the community that it belonged in the National Football League. And with the continued support of our fans and partners, combined with the realization of our vision for downtown, 25 years from now, we're still going to be here bigger and better.
Okay, so
all right.
There's the way that the owner gets it hyped.
He's also speaking to the locals. I mean, all this talk about
we need
London,
y'all.
Yeah, and London and stuff. He's just
there's more on that.
He's just not even. He's playing it the right way.
And then he decides he's going to go on a rant, and he introduces Tom Coughlin to the crowd.
And I think if we summon the same resolve and commitment that defied the critics, beat the odds, like we saw in the video. Rest assured, I'm going to do my part. And now it's my honor to introduce the mightiest original Jaguar of them all, Executive VP of Football Operations, Tom Coughlin.
All right, now this is... All right, let's clap for him. Let's clap for him. All right, so this is where it gets interesting, because I'm starting to get a sense of what exactly the state of the Jaguars is. It seems like it's basically encouraging the Jacksonville community. We've been here 25 years, and we want to stay 25 more.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great time. Let's rally our fans.
It's exactly what that sounds like.
Let's have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But Tom Coughlin just can't really break his mold. So Tom Coughlin goes up there, and he just goes and hits the entire crowd with an AK-47 of cliches. This is Tom Coughlin going up there and making things very awkward and strange at the State of the Jaguars press conference yesterday.
It's a wonderful reminder for all of us of the impact of the game of professional football and what it has had on our nation, on our cities, and of course on our families. And we thank you all for your passion.
So he's basically just talking about the history of the game.
That's all right. I mean, I'm actually not with you so far, but I'm right, willing to be swayed.
I can promise you, you'll get there.
Okay.
So Coughlin goes up there. He's addressing the crowd. And this is what got him in trouble with the NFLPA.
Oh, this is the voluntary thing?
This is the voluntary.
I did see this part.
Voluntary team activities have started.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Ramsey, among a couple other guys, aren't there. This is Tom Coughlin at the State of the Jaguars calling out Jalen Ramsey and guys who aren't at voluntary workouts.
The players have returned April 15th, 2019, and the voluntary offseason program has begun. We're very close to 100% attendance, and quite frankly, all our players should be here. Building the concept of team, working hard side by side, constructing our bond of togetherness, formulating our collective priorities and goals.
Mm-hmm. That's a big mistake by him, man. I mean, look, we all know that it's a wink, wink, voluntary, you know, and most always all players show up, but every team usually has one, right?
It's just out of context.
And it's like all of a sudden you're in this pep rally, like, where are all the damn players, man? And by the way, it's Jalen Ramsey and Telvin Smith are the particular ones. Jalen Ramsey's the best player on the team, you know?
And he's going to be up for a contract pretty soon.
Right. And to do that,
it's just out of place.
Our guy Eric Winston, I don't know where he went, but he went on a TV show and just torched him. I mean, that Tom Coughlin needs to understand what voluntary is.
All right, so it's a press conference, it's a pep rally, it's addressing the state of the franchise. Tom Coughlin's already called out the players. Do you think he's going to stop there? Oh, hell no.
Success in the NFL demands struggle. Those who have everything given to them become lazy, selfish, and insensitive to the real values of team. The hard work that many try to avoid is the major building block for the development of an outstanding football team. It's not about rights and privileges. It's about obligations and responsibility. And the question is, can we count on you?
He's alienating these guys. It's not about rights and privileges? Is this a monarchy? I mean, what...
I don't know how Seth did this.
Because Seth is a rules abider.
But, dude, this has to be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Payne played for him before he came to Houston.
I didn't say it wasn't exhausting, but I could see Seth.
I don't know how you do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we've heard the owner. We hear Tom Coughlin. This is Tom Coughlin's parting shots. And this is when he goes real military. He goes straight Patton on that ass. This is Tom Coughlin. Again, this is a pep rally to get fans excited and let them know the state of the franchise 25 years in. Tom Coughlin completely hijacks this thing and goes straight Patton.
Doing things the right way all the time. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit. Discipline. No shortcuts, no procrastination. Discipline is the refining fire by which talent becomes ability. The only discipline that lasts is self-discipline. The reason people run from the word discipline is because it's difficult to master. Championship teams are dominated by selfless individuals who recognize that the welfare of the team must always be paramount to any other consideration.
It's like he's talking to the incoming rookie class.
It's like he's at boot camp getting ready to send guys to Iraq or something like that.
I don't mind the message, but I think that's something you say, like, maybe not even a rookie class, maybe like to incoming freshmen at a major college, you know?
Maybe at the start of training camp this would work.
Something like that.
Like where we're getting ready for the field, but they got the fans there. The fans are cheering, and Tom Coughlin just goes up there and hijacks it. But the one thing I've learned about presentations, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610, the one thing I've learned about presentations, especially in the corporate world, is a lot of times it's not what they say the first 20, 25 minutes or the first half of the presentation. It's what they say on the back end. That's when they really start to force their message down your throat. Mm-hmm. They're not going to come up there all of a sudden and say what the real meaning mm-hmm. of why the meeting is. But as time goes on, if you watch these and you pay attention,
yeah.
you can tell what they want you to walk out of there thinking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
And that's where Tom Coughlin signs off and he introduces Mark Lamping. And this is where my head started going towards the possibility of Jacksonville not being around as a franchise for a long time.
Well, I mean, Shad Khan was really talking as if, you know, that he planned on being there. And he's the owner.
Well, Mark Lamping, he's the president, I guess.
Yeah, he is. He's president of the Jaguars.
This is what he had to say. And he starts off tiptoeing a little bit, but he wants the fans, he wants the people of Jacksonville to know that the more money the organization makes, the better the product on the field.
This is all about winning. And if you're in the top half of the league in terms of revenue, on average, you're going to win an additional game per year. That makes it 33% more likely you're going to advance to the playoffs. But the benefit isn't just to our fans. It's also to the community.
Okay. I see where he's going with this.
Oh, just wait.
But is he really talking about, you know, maybe perhaps moving the franchise? Or he's saying, hey, we need your support here.
That's pretty much what he's hinting. And a lot of times when you say this stuff, you just want it to be on record in case a team moves. You've covered a team that's moved a long time.
Yep.
Here's Lamping as he continues, and he wants to make it very clear to these people that the stadium in Jacksonville sucks.
We have to make our worst seats a lot better is what we have to do. And we've talked about it for years. We don't have a plan yet, and everybody knows what the experience is on the east side of the stadium, particularly in the upper deck. Blazing sun for 1 o'clock starts. And the experience is nowhere near as good as it could be. Understand that there are reasons that improvements need to be made, which tie directly to our ability to be stable.
All right, okay. That's kind of hard to conceal. He's that's a veiled, not even a veiled, that's a very thinly veiled threat. We need our stadium done. I've heard this before. I've done this dance.
Yeah, you've seen this. Where did you see it, John?
Well, the building is still standing, the Astrodome, unfortunately, but... I heard Bud Adams almost say these exact words. And oh, by the way, ironically enough, one of the cities at the time that he was thinking about moving or hinted that he would move the franchise to was Jacksonville. He actually made a trip to Jacksonville and made a big production about it. You know, and they offered all these stadium perks and stuff like that. That sounds a lot like the threat that I heard in 1994.
So, Jags president Mark Lamping, he continues his rant. And he goes back to the R word. What's the R word?
Revenue.
Here he is with more on the revenue and how bad it is in Jacksonville.
Rank in the league in terms of revenue. But we're 27th in the league. But if you're in the bottom of the league, sometimes teams take drastic actions.
Oh.
There's actually two relocations out of those teams.
What?
And another new stadium. This is not to suggest anything about us other than we have to grow and we have to do everything within our control and in partnership with the community, in partnership with the local government, to make sure that we do grow.
I'm this close to a rant. I really am.
I bet I can get you closer.
I'm because what the hell? This has nothing to do with relocation. After you talk about basically relocation,
oh, just wait.
And you're playing, and there's a lie in there too. Okay, well, there's a fudge. He's fudging numbers. All right, funny math. All 32 teams split national revenue equally. National revenue last year, I believe, was more than $8 billion, almost $9 billion. What he's talking about, we're 27th in the league. That's local revenue. I get it. That can be pretty significant. You know, like the Cowboys have the most local revenue, I believe. You know, and that's like your own contracts with your preseason and all that stuff. But they're splitting equally $8.5 billion. So don't be sitting there saying, oh, we're 27th in the league. We're poor, because you're not. And the second thing about it, you got me going on a rant already.
I love it.
And the second thing that he's doing is he's playing with people's emotions in Jacksonville. He's just using 100%. Them. He's using them as pawns.
That's why this guy, the video, the hype video.
I've done this dance, man. I've heard these words. This guy is a turd, an absolute steaming hot turd.
You can see it. And Lamping goes on, and we're listening to the State of the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. It was 1 hour and 10-minute press conference that featured the owner, the president of football operations going up there and making a fool of himself, and now the president, who the OG John Lopez calls a turd. We know the Jacksonville connection to London. The Texans are going out there to play them in London. They play in London every year. And there's even been some rumblings that maybe the Jaguars want to move to London. Maybe they'll eventually move to London. Maybe they're setting up a move to London in the next decade or so. Just listen to this Mark Lamping character talk about London when the topic comes up.
This is a tale of two cities. London is the exact opposite of Jacksonville. 10 times the size, capacity of stadium significantly larger, average ticket price is 40% higher, the revenue potential is almost double in London, and we've made some really good progress in London, introduced, in essence, flag football into the middle schools. But, you know, London is not a secret. Everybody knows the possibility and the potential of London.
Well, just freaking go. Just get the hell out of here. I mean, that's how it turned out in Houston. You know, the big misconception was that which happened first. You know, the national perspective was, oh, Houston, you know, became lukewarm and less receptive to the Oilers, and that's why they left. Nothing could be further from the truth. The exact opposite, in fact, was the truth. This team was beloved. That stadium was full every Sunday. And it wasn't until after Bud Adams made these threats and then ultimately decided to move to Tennessee that the stadium emptied. You know, basically what's going to happen in Oakland this year. But this is, you know, just go. Just freaking go. If I were doing radio in Jacksonville, I would torch this dude. And I would tell everyone listening, don't buy it. They're going to go, or they're going to hijack you and raise your taxes and everything else.
The weird thing is they kept mentioning, and Khan mentioned it, and Tom Coughlin mentioned it, and we're talking about the State of the Jaguars press conference yesterday, in which it seems like, first of all, Tom Coughlin got in trouble with the Players Association, and the ownership hinted that they would like to move to London, or they want a new stadium, but they kept talking about how they're spending all this money, and they brought in Nick Foles, and this shows how dedicated they are to the city, and they need it to be a partnership. They need the city to be dedicated to them. Earlier this week, I said that drafting Leonard Fournette is one of the worst picks in the last couple decades, because one way for your football team to get more marketable and one way for a team to rally around your football team is to have a franchise quarterback. Not only do I think passing on Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson in favor of Leonard Fournette is dumb for many reasons, it might eventually be something we look back to and say, if they had drafted this guy, they might have kept their franchise.
Yeah.
But this is really where it gets weird. And this is the parting shot from Mark Lamping. Apparently, there's a company called Like Mobile. And they have a partnership. They're a London-based company, and they have a partnership with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Lamping made sure to shout out Like Mobile, not just by company name, but he shouted out pretty much everybody that works there. Listen to this.
Like a Mobile. A real leader. Very fortunate that not only do they support us in London, some of our partners are tuning in today. So Subhas, Prem, Jojin, Dilesh, thank you very much for your support. And we can't wait to continue to grow our partnership and hopefully grow the Leica Mobile brand.
Well, get the hell
I need
out
you
then.
To shut the hell up just for the immediate out. Future.
Yes, just leave. He's talking about Leica Mobile, which is only in Europe.
It lists like their whole staff. Yeah. Play that again, Figgy.
He's got
it
their
lists
his
the
buddy.
Whole damn staff. Normally you say, we thank our partners here at Coca-Cola for being here. Thank you right. very much. Our NRG Stadium. Yeah, we're very happy to have them as a partner. You don't list the whole staff. Listen to this guy.
Leica Mobile, a real leader. Very fortunate that not only do they support us in London, some of our partners are tuning in today. So Subhas, Prem,
shout out to
Jojin, Dilesh, thank you very much for your support. And we can't wait to continue to grow our partnership and hopefully grow the Leica Mobile brand.
Shout out to Shoeboz and Delesh. Did he beat his chest with his fist?
Throw up the peace sign.
Throw up the peace sign.
I'm telling you, man.
This guy's a steaming hot turd that needs to just go ahead and get the hell out of town.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, man.
He's showing it.
Jacksonville, if anybody from Jacksonville is listening, anyone who knows anyone in Jacksonville is listening, take my word from it. Take my word on this. From experience, they're playing you like chumps. They're playing you like chumps. It makes me mad. You should be infuriated. They're going to raise your taxes, or they're going to move to London. They're probably going to move to London. Just tell them to get the hell out.
It's what it is.
Just do it. It's like a breakup. Just leave them.
Showed it.
Just leave them.
Complete dumpster fire out there in Jacksonville, and it doesn't really hurt my feelings too much. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Brian Gaines spoke yesterday. We don't know much about Brian Gaines, but I'm going to ask the following question. Is Gaines more Jeff Luno with the Astros or Daryl Morey with the Rockets? We'll get into that next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.